Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're Dr. Rosalind Biggs as we talk about the need for biosecurity in your cattle herd. In just a moment.
This is Rod Mozell with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs is the Director of Continuing Education for the College of Veterinary Medicine at Oklahoma State University and also Beef Cattle Specialist for Oklahoma's Cooperative Extension. Dr. Biggs says that COVID-19 has truly turned everything upside down for all of our lives, including when it comes to our beef cattle operations. She says it has been a good life lesson in understanding the importance of biosecurity.
The thing about the coronavirus that's really brought to general conversation is things like epidemiology, mm-hmm. contact tracing, how diseases, in particular viruses, spread from one infected person or animal to another, and measures that we can take mm-hmm. to, again, those are biosecurity measures right. in the animal health world, right? The measures that we can take to prevent the spread of disease.
And Dr. Biggs, in talking with our own Casey Shepherd earlier this year, said that the time that we invest in biosecurity is worth every nickel.
You know, it's biosecurity, in my mind, should be right up front because, again, at the end of the day, it's going to save money. But you're also ensuring the health of your herd as well as the state and national herd by practicing those biosecurity measures. And it's something that we need to... It takes some time.
It does.
And but I think it's time well spent. And if we can be prepared before we have an incursion of a foreign animal disease, it will be good time time committed to that effort.
And Dr. Biggs tells Casey Shepherd that the biosecurity plan that a producer comes up for their cattle operation needs to be very specific to their cattle herd. Otherwise, the results might not be satisfactory.
Well, and I think we have to think about we have different producers. It's got to mm-hmm. you got to have an operation specific plan, meaning that my plan may not work for you.
Sure.
And so, but together, if we all have measures to prevent the disease from entering our operation, mm-hmm. then that's the protection of the national herd. And as we look at the cattle industry here in Oklahoma, we've got high value commodities, mm-hmm. and it's a significant economic driver, and we need to do what we can to protect that industry and those investments.
And Casey and Dr. Biggs also talked about cattle trace and the high frequency ear tags that cattle trace has migrated to.
So cattle trace is a producer driven effort, mm-hmm. and it's a nonprofit. And so they are looking at and have continued from their initial pilot, and they've continued to build upon that. Of using ultra-high frequency tags is really kind of what they've landed on. And for the beef industry, it's really just what makes sense. It's going to be technology that is going to allow us that traceability and back to that disease traceability that we will need for both diseases we have in the U.S. as well as if we were to have a foreign animal disease incursion. It allows us that traceability really at the speed of commerce. Mm-hmm. It's not a pen and pencil, paper and pencil mm-hmm. type effort shuffling through. That's not going to work for us. We've got to be able to have real-time data and ultra-high frequency tags, and the equipment and technology that go with them are going to allow us to do that.
And you mentioned producers are already having to use those tags for other things anyway. So this just is a natural fit.
Well, I think for many producers, depending upon how they manage their operations, it can really increase efficiencies in their everyday management. Time that they spent working cattle, mm-hmm. it can speed those things up. And they're getting that real-time data to be able to do things like, I'm going to scan the tag and instantly know what medications or what treatments this particular animal has had mm-hmm. and make some choices immediately without having to do second guessing.
So Secure Beef Plan, Cattle Trace really go hand in hand.
They absolutely do. You know, it's one of those things that we want to be prepared mm-hmm. for a disease incursion, and a segment of that is having the capability to do disease tracing should we have an incursion. But it's got to be at the speed of commerce. It's got to work with our industry and be industry driven.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.